Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hola.
Kyle, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Kyle. I think you can answer this one.
So my wife said free time.
What's that, Kyle?
My wife said to answer free time.
Your wife said to answer what now?
Free time.
Three times. Okay, answer it three times. What song or band would keep you away? What song or band would keep you from going to see him?
What was that?
I said, what song or band would keep you from going to see them?
Eagles.
Eagles. All right, you're going to lean on that,
Jesus.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. That is a that's not an uncommon answer.
What's that? Do people really hate the Eagles, or is that made more popular because of
Big Lebowski?
I mean, obviously that made it more popular, but I think some people legitimately hate the Eagles. And then, depending how old you are, they got played a lot on the radio. So if you did not like the Eagles, it was probably just made worse by the fact you could not escape it. You know, it's like Smooth from Rob Thomas. It's not a bad song. But when you hear it four times an hour, every hour, I mean, for months on end, you're like, F this guy, F Carlos Santana.
Look, I bet the concert's great. People have said their show at the Sphere is wonderful. Is it the Grateful Dead level? I don't know.
But everyone's show at the Sphere is good. Would they be good on stage? Like, take the Sphere out of it. Now, put them on stage. Because I've seen some very boring bands on stage. I get the feeling if you put them at the Sphere, I'm going to be like,
well, everyone says, right. You know, you can go see the Dead and Company, but at the Sphere, people said it was a life-changing experience. So if I'm going to see the Eagles and I just see them normally, it's going to be okay. But maybe if I see them at the Sphere, it's like, okay, this was worth it.
I mean, I'd go see the Eagles at the Gorge. I like the Eagles. I'd go see them at the baseball stadium. But I also somebody that's been to the Sphere twice. Anything you put on there is going to be awesome.
Who's the worst artist you'd be willing to see at the Sphere? And not Lou Bega, but Mamba Number 5, because we don't know his body of work.
You have to be the name of never had Lou Bega. You still need to be at that level.
Sure, but take any band, hypothetically, just a band you don't like. Like, I hate
Poison.
I'll
pick one for both of us.
I do. I really do. I dislike
Poison.
What
about Madonna? I don't care for Madonna, but if they said, Thrilled Ted, here's two tickets, I'd be like, we're going.
You know what? God, I hate to say, because I truly hate her so much. Yes, I would go to the freaking Sphere to see Madonna. If you gave me tickets,
I would go see a hair metal festival. I don't need to see, like, one band's great. I want to see when the Sphere does, like, okay, they're going to open up with Firehouse, and then Slaughter's going to play next, and then, you know, bands like that, Skid Row maybe takes the stage, and then you end the night with, I don't know,
maybe
Motley Crue or some crap, right?
Okay, Crue, yes. I know this sounds bad.
But just see, like, a bunch of different bands, still in the Sphere.
Slaughter, no.
I mean, I think some of those...
I would see Crocus before I see Slaughter.
All right. I think some of those older bands...
like a cruise ship, you know, say.
Like, when I saw, like, Nas and the Wu-Tang Clan together, like, they kind of kept switching off, which I like. Mike saw somebody Was it like, was it a boy band or something? And they kept kind of switching with the other guys.
Oh, yeah, that was New Kids on the Block. And there was Tiffany was there. Salt and Pepper was there.
So same thing. Like, I don't know that I'd go see one of these people individually, but they all do it together. And they'll just do like two or three. And sure. Then be like, all right, you're on now.
Bill Biv, right. DeVoe, Bobby Brown. Everybody gets together and does one.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was the mixtape tour.
Whatever.
The mixtape tour.
The mixtape tour. So yeah, exactly.
All right, makes
New
sense.
Kids started the show with like two songs. Then they just duck out, and then somebody else comes out and does a couple songs.
Huh. So you're right. If you had like a hair metal and just bring all those bands back, who we're not essing on them, but they
no,
only had
no,
one.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
had one
White,
big
White
hit.
Lion.
You might know another one. I mean, look, I like that band. I throw Alien Ant Farm in there, right? Not okay. hair metal, but like I like their second song. Would you pick? But you're right. If you said, hey, watch all five of them, they're only going to play yeah. 10 songs.
They're going to play 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Game
I
on.
Still would not see Poison.
Well, but they're 2 hours deep in material, though.
Right, I could even
I'm
at
sure,
the Sphere,
I'm sure.
Like
Tesla, one of those bands.
I'd watch Tesla. I could watch Tesla not at the Sphere.
Yeah, now,
if Poison were part of the Miles Montgomery hair metal experience, and you could promise me no more than three songs, and I know what one of them's going to be. Actually, you know, honestly,
like Stephen Piercy's Rat or whatever. They
I'd go see.
I
them.
Would go see
yeah,
that too
at the Sphere.
Yeah, and just have like five of those, six of those. I'm in. Reason we asked what song or band would keep you away. A barbershop in downtown L.A. has been blasting the toddler favorite Baby Shark to deter homeless individuals from setting up camp outside the business. Shalom Stiles, who is the CEO and founder of Stiles Barber Lounge, talked with the television station explaining his ongoing effort to protect his shop and keep his customers safe and as comfortable as possible. I've been making sure since I came to the street, there's no homeless, there's no tents, and if I see something, I'm going to clean it up. I'll see cracked glass on the corners because they're cracking windows sometimes, but on my street, they're not, and I do have surveillance. He explained that another effort he's put in place with the help of property management includes security cameras that make a noise alert anytime there is motion nearby. So if people are walking just back and forth, whatever, nothing's going to happen. But if you're loitering, the cameras will beep, and the camera sound isn't loud enough. There's cars going by at all hours of the day, also not loud enough. So the speaker, believe it or not, playing Baby Shark, it's going to make everybody move. I've seen it. In a recent encounter, Stiles said he had to tell a naked woman to leave after he found her sitting unclothed on the bench outside his business. It was bad. It was an eyesore. She started screaming at the top of her lungs. She kicked off her shoes. She threw them at me and screamed for probably 10 minutes. Stiles said that police and other city efforts have not helped, but that he hopes that the city will try a little bit harder. We can't have the encampment grow here. It's annoying for them to do what they're doing to the business, so I'd rather just be annoyed. Listen to Baby Shark.
Yeah, Baby Shark, that stuff, and I did some comparison. So whatever the chick's name was, the singing, Hope something, I don't remember. So I was like, dude, cut her some slack. She was 10 years old, she sang Baby Shark. And I go, all right. So now, I Google the Cars for Kids, all right? Now, on average, they're anywhere from 8 to 10 years old. Same age as the girl that sings Baby Shark. There was no backup for them, right? So the girl that sang Baby Shark, people are like, look, it's not a good song. She was a little girl, cut her slack, get her off her back.
Yeah.
Cars for Kids are like, F those kids, every one of them, even though and there's been an update to it, believe it or not. So the most recent update, the one that's the one we see currently, that was in 2020. The first one was in 2005 or something like that, and they had to replace the kids eventually.
Hmm.
But there's zero sympathy for any of those kids. And I'm like, come on, man. They were the same age. Like, doesn't matter. That jingle is more annoying to people than Baby Shark. And that is
Well, if you're in jail, you might call them. We talked about this before. Like, how many numbers do you really know? You might know one or two.
877 Cars for Kids.
You're like, hello, Cars for Kids. I am incarcerated.
I don't have my cell phone. I don't know
you're the only number I know.
What is Empire Carpet?
588
something 100. 237 or 2300?
2300.
2300.
800-588-2300.
All right, who else's jingle do we know?
Pierre Money Mart, 800-800-855.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Things start getting stinky, call Pinky.
Call Pinky, right?
Yep.
I guess I call DUI away, even if it's not a DUI, because they'd be like, sir, we don't cover this. Like, I understand that, but again, because of your jingle, you're one of four phone numbers I know, and you are lawyers. Can you put me in touch?
Right, I got involved in a domestic. My bad.
Right. Sorry. Help me out, man.
You know what? That's not a bad call. We'd have to talk to that guy, but I wonder if you were like, oh, it's not a DUI. I need a bail bondsman. Yeah, right. Just call somebody.
I don't have a cell phone, man. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows anyone's
But they
number.
Let you do it now.
You can't actually use your cell
I'm phone. Almost positive they have changed those rules because you're right. Nobody knows.
No, like I said, if it's not in a jingle, I don't know. Cars for Kids are probably, Jesus Christ, another incarcerated person is calling.
Random, I still tell you, random, the worst random, thing, random, when I got arrested, random, one of the worst things is you don't realize until you make that collect call. And it says, you've got a collect call from an inmate at the Baltimore County or Baltimore City Jail named Ted.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, wow.
Yes.
We have to put that in the beginning? You couldn't just say collect call?
They do. They say from where, because now because they understand you're making a judgment call already.
Yeah.
And if it's not Ted or some immediate family member, like, there's no chance I'm taking.
How else would you make a collect call? Can you call zero and call an operator and you're like, yeah, I need to make a collect call?
I mean, this was 02, so I guess you
but
still
But I mean,
could.
Even like on a, if I had a cell phone, right?
Right.
I mean, I just, like, I don't know how I could make it. Do you have to go to a phone booth?
Yeah, do you have to be in a paid phone to do this? Or like, what kind of phone?
And even then, how did it work? It was what? You call the operator, well, you dial zero.
Like, you got a phone or not. You're paying for the bill. You're not paying long distance anymore. So why does it matter?
But I remember you had to what? Hit zero, explain to the operator you wanted to make a collect call. Then you had to give the operator the number. And then I believe that when they made the collect call on your behalf, you did not hear the party that answered.
Correct, because they
until
needed-
after they accepted. So your best thing is you go, Steve, right? So even if I'm not in jail, I'd be like, Mike, you are getting a collect call from Steve. Do you accept the charges? I can't hear what you're going to say because you might mutter like that mother.
Also, you got to give your payment information. So that's another part of that. The person who's getting the call, they got to pay for that. As soon
right.
as you call. So they need to get all that crap or figure out what your bill is or what all.
I discovered one, collect calls were infinitely more than any normal phone call. I did not know this, but I will not say which uncle. Looking back, I'm not surprised, but a collect call from my uncle. And when I'm a kid, I'm just like, oh, man, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a hot minute, right? So we get on the phone. He talks to me. He's trying to be cool. He did seem a little stressed, but again, I'm maybe 9 or 10 years old. So finally, I called on to my dad. I'm like, hey, your brother's on the phone. And I can't see my mother, but I can see my father look in her direction with a look that says, why the F is he calling? But he does not express this to me.
Okay.
Walks down the hall, picks up the phone. When they start talking, my dad kind of shoos me away, just like, get out of the room. Still don't know what the conversation was. About 10 minutes later, he walks down to my bedroom. He's like, Steve, when the phone rang, what did you hear? I said, the operator was on there and said, hey, man, your brother, collect call. So I just said, yeah. And he's like, okay, one, don't. If it is not me, your mother, or your brother, do not accept. He goes, do you know how much that call? I have no idea. He explained it. He goes, second of all, if this particular uncle ever calls again and it's a collect call, do not accept the charges. He's like, I just paid extra money to listen to nonsense. And he knew I didn't know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I'm like, my bad. And I would say in the next 7 years that I still lived at home, this particular uncle probably made 3 more calls that I'm aware of that were collect. And it's weird.
He wasn't in jail. He just needed to talk to your brother or his brother.
His brother, my father. Yeah, I don't know entirely, man. But either way, the situation was never good. But then, you know, I'm a little bit older and you get this. It's a collect call. I almost said his name. Collect call from your uncle. And you feel bad. I'm like, no, man. And operators don't care. They're like, okay, yep. We have to check. Yep. Click. That was bad. So I tell my father, like, hey, man, your brother called early. Did he call collect? Yeah, God damn it. Did you accept the chart? No. You told me and I'm young.
Yep. Did you ever try to get in where you were in a collect call, like where it stops for your name?
What do you mean?
I'd be like, Ted, school. Ted at St. Joe's. Like, just if somebody forgot to pick you up or something.
Oh, yeah. That way they don't have to pay for the charges.
Correct.
That's what they used to do, I told you, man. That's how people from the jail would call me at night and get the requests on. Collect call from the Monongahela County Jail from
Leonard Skinner.
Do you accept the charges? Yeah. Every one of them knew that game. I mean, they would call me 4 or 5 times a night. Different guys. And say, Led Zeppelin.
Well, at least you got a captive audience.
No, I'm not taking that. I'm playing Led Zeppelin.
I'm with you, though, Ted. That's how I got home from school after, like, sports or band after school or whatnot. Before the days of cell phones, like, just 1-800-COLLECT, you know, state your name. Mike, ready to come home.
Mike, ready to come home.
Yeah, and then as soon as they declined the charges, I knew that they were on their way.
Yeah, that's
Right, like, I can't get, like, as an adult, like, I'm not mad at my mom or whatever, but, like, she was working, whatever.
Sure,
like,
you forget.
The schedules, or maybe my brother was, sometimes you just be sitting there at school, they'd be like, all right, you got to call somebody, like, we're not taking you in.
10 at school.
Yeah.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Ken, welcome to the program. Random question. What do we have for you?
All right, Ken, first of all, I got to tell Ted something here. Last time I was on this program, he asked me what I would like to do before I croaked, right? And I thought there was not much I'd really like to do. I'm 72. But there is one thing I sure wished I would have told you, and that would have been to be watching a live F1 race.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's not a bad call.
Heck yeah. I'd give damn near anything, you know, to go see one. But I have never had the opportunity, so I just watching on TV. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll watch it anyway.
Yeah.
What's the most affordable one in North America?
Probably Austin. Because Vegas and Miami are like, everybody just wants
Vegas
to go.
Sucks.
They just want to go. But Austin is on a track, the Track of America is whatever, COTA. But that's a little more, you got to get down there. But as far as ticket prices and like if you go, you can walk around and change your seat. Like if we were in Vegas, you couldn't leave sections.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go with this random question. In your lifetime, you said you were 72 years old?
Yes.
How many different times have you moved? Whether it's from in different towns or if you can recollect how many apartments you've had along the way or how many different times have you moved?
Right now, at least 7.
Okay. Same place, same town.
I'm originally from North Dakota, and I moved down here in 1986 because I was sick and tired of winter, and my wife's sister and husband lives here, and they told us to move down here. There's lots of jobs, and sure enough, there was. It was good pay and everything down here, but I love Missouri, and I've moved about 3 times down here also.
So you're in Missouri right now?
Yeah, I live out in the sticks, right on top of the hill, and there's a severe thunderstorm roaring with tornadoes out right now.
Oh, yeah. You guys are getting it right now.
Yeah, and I'm on top of the hill, and the only thing taller than my house is a big old oak tree.
Well, hopefully that'll get hit by lightning.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yes, every time one comes this way, it's the same deal. But, no, I'm ready for your question, you guys. I'm ready to tackle this.
All right. Well, we just asked it. How many times have you moved in your lifetime?
Well, yeah, about 7, but I think, you know, it was. I can't tell you anything else after that, so.
All right, 7 times. I just did a quick count, and at least 23 times. 23. You said it includes apartment. Well, even when we, moved around a lot as a kid, but even when we got to Baltimore, I'm 14, but we lived, before I moved out of my parents' house, which obviously adds to my grand total, but we lived in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I lived in 5 different houses with them alone. And then they moved away from a 6th house that I never lived in because I'd already moved out of the house. So that's just with my parents in one city. But we lived in Rochester. We lived in Denver. We moved back to Rochester. They were in Northern Virginia. They were in D.C., I've been to New Orleans, I've been to Seattle 24 times. So I'm in my 1, 2, 4th place now.
Okay.
Which should be the final, because we had the crappy apartment when we first got here. Then we all got our own places. I was in Belltown. Then my wife and I bought a house in Greenwood, and now we have the house in North Seattle.
I'm just thinking of towns.
Towns? Jesus.
Huntington, West Virginia. New Martinsville, West Virginia. Detroit, Michigan. Morgantown, West Virginia. Frederick, Maryland, Hagerstown, Maryland, Severna Park, Baltimore, Seattle. So 9. Nine different towns.
So that was D.C., a place called Dale City, which is super close to D.C., Baltimore, Rochester, Denver, Rochester again, which I won't count, New Orleans, Seattle. Yeah.
Okay.
7 different cities.
I started in Bonnie Lake, moved to Enumclaw when I was 5, and then I got to Issaquah, down to Sumner, and then over to Tacoma for a handful of different moves.
All right,
I moved the most in Seattle, but I grew up College Park, lived with my mom for a little bit in Silver Spring, Baltimore, Towson, then First Hill, Capitol Hill, Belltown, First Hill, Capitol Hill, North Seattle.
Wow. Getting it done. Reason we asked how many times have you moved, they say if you're feeling uninspired, start packing. The solution may be somewhere else, as Ohio State researchers with a new study say that Nobel Award-winning scientists who move more frequently or worked in multiple locations began their prize-winning research significantly earlier than those who stayed in one place for most of their lives or early on. So they used data from Nobel winners in chemistry, medicine, physics from 1901 until 2003. What they found was the people who moved around basically started the work that was more substantial earlier on and continued to do more things throughout the course of their lifetime.
I can believe that.
So the co-author of the study and an economics professor said the reason for the creative boost largely stems from exposure to diverse ideas and collaborations with different working environments, with different coworkers in different locations, and it keeps the brain fresh. Going off into a completely different environment or a new context helps creative people think in new ways. You are more likely to come up with that new great idea if you move around, meet new people, and have new experiences, and encounter new ways of thinking. So that really shouldn't come as much of a shock. More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Your guess is as good as mine, kind of at 4:30. Your categories today. That would be the best barbecue cities in America as we get set for the three-day Memorial Day weekend, which should include a little barbecue. And we have the greatest rock guitarist of all times. And it's coming up at 4:30, right after emails on our random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola.
Jess. Let's see here. Okay. I think you can do this one, Jess. Maybe it's geographical. Maybe it's that place you love closed down. What did you like that you cannot get anymore? What did you used to like that you can't get anymore?
Well, I don't know if this is on the menu, but I grew up in Renton, Washington, and, you know, it was in Utah now, which completely sucks, but there was this place called Anyway, the point is, this place, it basically has the best teriyaki I've ever had in my entire life, and I've tried to recreate it, and it's kind of one of those things, you know, like you go somewhere else and you think it'll taste the same, but it doesn't.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, Jess, I've been all around the United States of America, and the only place I've ever seen teriyaki is here.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what is the teriyaki scene like in Utah?
Well, questionable at best, I guess. It's actually not bad. There's a couple of buffets. There's one in, it's like a little north of Bountiful, and it's a buffet, and it's like this really sweet old couple that own a place, and you go there, it's never busy, and
that's a
they
good
have
sign.
Everything fresh. It's really good.
It's a good sign.
Never anything
never
fresh.
Never busy.
Never busy.
Every time I go in, I'm
just sitting down reading a book.
Yes. Sounds delicious.
I swear to God, teriyaki was new when I moved here.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
You just, yeah, it's not, well, maybe it's grown now. I've been here 20 years. I don't know, but you're right, man. Not only, like, I had heard teriyaki, but it wasn't something that was plentiful on the East Coast. And then when I moved here, like, there's teriyaki, like there's McDonald's.
Yeah,
it
correct.
Everywhere.
Wild.
Since the time we moved here, 20 years, I do miss the Hooters locations around town.
Sure.
There was one in Linwood. There was one in South Lake Union. There was one in Tacoma. You could go get Hooters chicken wings. If I saw a Hooters now, there was one in Portland, I would definitely go.
Sure.
I would do like In-N-Out. It would be one of those things like, okay, look, I know it sounds terrible. I just want to get 6 chicken wings out of this place.
Man, I miss crab cakes and I missed Oysters Rockefeller. Or Clams Casino.
Yep.
That's all. There's nothing difficult about it, but like the primary ingredient in a crab cake should be crab, not bread.
Yeah.
You know, that's one big thing.
You had In-N-Out this past weekend. How was it?
You know what? It was awesome.
It is good.
Yeah, it is good. I love Dick's. To me, they're kind of equal, but I don't know. There's just something about In-N-Out Burger. It's good.
And they're opening one, what, here in a couple months down? Is it Richland or what?
Yeah.
Something
like
that.
Is it Richland
that,
down there? Kind of nearby, more Vancouverish.
Yeah.
So it's a haul.
Not close to
I mean, Vancouver, right.
It's 2.5 hours easy.
But you also kind of forget that they're just in California.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I've been into an In-N-Out that wasn't by an airport or in Oregon. Where it's like, you could just go in there and like get a seat.
But see, In-N-Out doesn't bug me because they don't advertise nationally. Or it's a couple of, like, Checkers. They'll put it, and I'm like, that does look good. I would love to try this, whatever it is you're putting out there. There's not one here. Sonic, for a while, before we actually got Sonics, man.
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, for years.
You got to go to Puyallup.
We love this one. These are the best food, this fast food joint. We're like, cool, they're not here, man.
I mean, Chick-fil-A, to their credit, right? Like, again, they started in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They always, like, sponsored, and you see their commercials for ACC football.
Yep.
Locally. And then once they kind of went from being just in balls and everything and having freestanding ones, right, to, like, moving up to, like, Virginia and Maryland, I think they just sunk all their money into national advertising, and then the whole country was clamoring.
Because we're waiting for it.
Yeah.
We know you're coming. Yeah. Couldn't be more excited.
I like what you're saying with the crab cakes. You said, well, you can get a crab cake here. It's not the same as the crab cakes in Baltimore.
No.
It's just not. Like, where I grew up in West Virginia, there was this thing the coal miners used to take for lunch called a pepperoni roll.
Yeah.
It's pepperoni with cheese in a roll. Now, you might think to yourself, okay, anyone can do that. No one does.
I'd say anyone could do a lot of it.
Yeah, it's just like, if you found garlic knots that were stuffed with pepperoni, that would be about as close to a pepperoni roll as I could get.
A small, sad Hot Pocket is what it looked like.
But I
could
be honest,
though. Hot Pocket's sad.
And look, and it's pepperoni, and it's they're not reinventing the reel, like, I grew up close enough there that, like, when you had them, like, we always liked them. But you're right. It's West Virginia, and then my, like, whatever third cousins in PA always had them.
Yeah.
But I saw a food influencer guy. He's like, I'm in West Virginia trying them. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
So I don't know. I guess he's not wrong. It's like I took a friend back to to Ocean City, and we went to Thrasher's on the boardwalk.
Now,
when I was a kid, you'd wait hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not hours.
But you would wait,
in line. I should say hours. But right. And my buddy just ate one and goes, yeah, all right, it's a boardwalk fry.
Yes, that's great, though.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Lino's Pizza is another good spot. I will miss Pagliacci Pizza if I ever don't live here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's solid.
There's all kinds of good stuff. Oh, the reason we asked, what did you like that you can't get anymore?
By the way, I don't mean to cut you off, but can we just admit that, like, pizza's ours now? Suck it, Italy.
Yeah.
I think even Italy would tell you that.
Yeah, because theirs is completely different. It's on that focaccia.
But even when we were there, you know, and we were eating, and look, it's very good, but it is very different, you know. But they're kind of like, dude, you guys own it now. Like, look, the pizza we offer in Italy, that is what we have. This is, and we kind of stopped. Like, you guys have reinvented it 10,000 times. Stuffed crust, all this kind of
tavern style like, Chicago. Yeah. You got deep dish Chicago. You got Detroit style pizza. You got New York style pizza. You got St. Louis style pizza.
We just have our pizza.
Yeah.
And it's good, but they're like, that's it. And you guys went absolutely
apex. Man, I'm really digging the Detroit style now because it's like deep dish, but seemingly lighter, but crunchier. It's not as heavy as
pizza. A lot of places, like, we went to a place called Ilario's. And they had round pizzas, and then they had Sicilian, which was like
thick.
Square. But I didn't like it because you're right; it was so bready.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the Sicilian pizza. That was huge.
That was everywhere.
Dino's got a tomato pie. It's kind of like that,
right? But Dino's, there's this tomato pie, so it's not as thick,
right?
And every corner is burnt, which is good. It's cheese like that. That's one of my best slices of town.
Yep. Raise my ass, what did you like that you can't get anymore? They say, although there were some folks who once considered it a lesser deli meat, guess what is now all the rage? As far as I remember, like,
don't say bologna.
Bologna.
Come on.
Yes.
I told you, that's why I made it the other day.
Some stylish restaurants like New Orleans Turkey and the Wolf even serve gourmet bologna sandwiches. Still, the idea that someone might take the enormous risk of smuggling the processed pink lunch meat over the border from Mexico seems outlandish, but despite the fact that it's against the law to do it, U.S. Customs and Border Protection this year alone has confiscated hundreds of pounds of bologna from smugglers. So international travelers should take note before trying to slip some into their luggage. Now, why is bringing Mexican bologna into the U.S. illegal?
That's the question.
Pork products from foreign countries affected by certain animal diseases, they're prohibited from entering the states to protect American livestock from the spread of illnesses like swine fever or foot and mouth disease, which inhibits hooved animals from putting on weight or producing milk. Outbreaks of this nature can have disastrous consequences for the animal's health and the food supply and the economy and everything else. So for that reason, folks caught bringing banned bologna over the border can be slapped with a fine of $10,000.
Damn.
Now, if you've been racking your brain and cannot seem to imagine why in the hell would you risk $10,000 for a log of bologna?
Good question.
There are several reasons people are trying to get bologna over the border. Now, despite the legal implications, for one, it is far less expensive in Mexico. It's a tenth of the price. So nine-pound rolls of bologna cost $15. Here, they're $120.
Yeah.
So that makes the resale value for bulk bologna pretty astronomical. Not only is it cheaper, many people think the bologna made in Mexico tastes a hell of a lot better. And this comes down to a major difference in the composition of the deli meat. American bologna has on several occasions been deemed mystery meat. However, the truth about bologna here in the United States is that it can contain a combination of finely ground meats, including beef, pork, chicken, or turkey. On the other hand, Mexican bologna, straight pork. And they say that gives it more of a slightly sweet yet savory flavor.
All right.
But it comes across more like a ham roll, I guess.
See, I meant to try some when I was there, but I didn't.
If it tastes like pork roll, I'd get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And bologna's just massive. Like, in the South, like, people just get full bologna, like, logs.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, smoke them or grill them. And they'll put spices on them and everything.
Is that why you bought the bologna to make bologna sandwiches the other week? Because you, like...
Right, I keep seeing all these dudes. I follow a lot of, like, food creators in the South, and they're always like, one of my favorite sandwiches. So I thought it would fry up closer to pork roll, and then I ate it, and I went, still tastes like bologna.
Right. So are they cutting their own bologna when they're grilling it, or they're just getting, like, off
their
mind?
They go by, and I don't know if they're getting something different. I just went and got standard bologna.
Right. From the deli or in a package?
In a package.
Okay. All right. Could you go to the deli and say, like, can I get my bologna, like, you know, fourth of an inch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Half inch. Only the finest. Random.
Yeah, they got it, man. No cutter for it. Random. And it tastes better. Grill still it. Tastes like bologna, but it tastes a lot better grill than the packaged stuff. Yeah. Hello, Bub. Welcome to the men's room.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, Bob. Bob, are you there?
Come here, stop, bitches.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Stop, bitches. Okay. Let's go with this one. Whether you knew it or not, what would you say is the most dangerous thing that you've ever held or had in your hands? The most dangerous thing.
Damn. Machine gun.
Yeah,
you had a machine gun. Okay.
You're in the military, I'm guessing?
Yeah, OC-31 machine gunner, yeah.
What else were you able to shoot while you're in the military?
Everything.
And that was the most dangerous, you would think?
That was just more rules of engagement to a reason. It's not most dangerous, but you would, and a pistol, probably, because it's most dangerous for certain reasons, but you have to engage a certain way for a machine gun.
What could do the most damage? I guess a machine gun. How about, have you ever thrown a grenade or used a rocket launcher or any of that?
We had to shoot those and our stuff, but... we threw grenades. I've never personally thrown a real grenade, but just in our boot camp stuff.
All right. So when you say a machine gun, does that mean unit or what do you shoot?
So that's what we had to shoot. The most dangerous thing I've ever shot.
All right. I guess I'm just asking, are you the cool guy with the saw as opposed to just an M16?
No, it's not a saw. It's bigger than a saw.
All right, we're not military people, so yeah, I'm trying to get to what the hell you were shooting. I don't know.
So pretty much a saw is a 5.56 round. The machine gun that I'm talking about. It's a 7.62 that does the same thing as the saw does, but it's a bigger round.
All right. Okay. Bigger round. Okay. Trying to think of the most dangerous thing I've had in my hands. As far as what could do damage.
I shot a 50 cal one time.
Did you?
Did you shoot a 50 cal?
Went down to Las Vegas for my brother-in-law's 30th birthday.
I know the place.
Yeah, we went in there. The wife shot it, and I shot it as well. That thing is wild. Yeah, did I show you guys that video?
No. I did go to the gun range in Vegas, so everything I shot was certainly dangerous. And they kept explaining as you're going along, this is more dangerous than the last one. I'm like, right, but I'm still firing that way. I mean, one thing, if I'm shooting at people, I get it. But, it's probably the most, actually, growing up, man, mercury.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, playing with mercury is definitely wrong.
Everybody.
You don't realize you did that, but you did.
Yeah, you didn't.
Man, I tell you what, just an old chainsaw with a really loose chain, and it was rusty, and I was firing it up for the first time.
With a rusty chain, too, Miles?
Well, as a kid, you know, you could do certain things and tighten stuff up, but the skill level needed was not worthy of the instrument that you're using.
Right.
So it's not that I couldn't do it or didn't have a pretty good idea. But be like me packing a parachute right now. You know, it's just...
You pack your own.
Yeah. I can Google it. Boy, oh boy, that would be a real bad idea.
Okay, real quick. Nobody here, none of us can look at directions for packing a parachute.
I'm not jumping out of a plane if you pack the damn parachute.
Whose skill level would you trust the most on this? I'm going with Mike. I just feel like, all right, as far as... Probably didn't cut corners. Even if you got frustrated, I feel like you'd
this
still put in the effort.
This is life or death.
Exactly. That's why I'm picking Mike.
You're not having an extra screw after, you know, IKEA furniture. This is a parachute.
That's what I'm saying. Who would
Mike.
You pick? You got to grab one.
Hands down.
Ah, man.
I'll take me, too.
Yeah. You know I'm taking me. I'm going to take myself.
All right, Life Scout.
Damn.
You know what that means? I live.
That's right.
I mean, I screwed up something. I screwed up something last week, and one of my friends goes, it's pretty cut and dry. How did you screw that up? I go, you're right. I am just a freaking idiot. And did not read a direction.
Damn.
What was it?
It was like taking the cap off something. Somehow I thought it worked with the cap on. And they were like, no. It's not working at all.
Okay.
Like, you're just kind of faking it. I was like, yeah, you're right. So you're right. If I had to pack that parachute, I would not jump
with my own parachute. There's no way.
I wouldn't jump with mine.
It's going to kill somebody.
Madeline's not going to kill you, but that's dangerous as hell to have in your hand.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of the stuff.
Yeah, the first guy was right, but we got to take guns out of it because that would be for
everybody.
That's
obvious, right? Yeah, I don't know, man.
Probably Roman candle to some degree. I've had one of those blow up in my hands.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I haven't had a blow up, but yeah, we've all held that kind of crap.
Fireworks are probably a good call.
Have you ever found out later that you were holding something? Like fireworks, you have a general idea, even as a kid, like get this out of your hand before it blows up. Whatever is really, your parents are like, hey, that thing in your hand, put it down. Mm-hmm. We'll answer questions. Put it down.
I mean, I guess it counts as my hand. I don't remember, but apparently when I was a little kid, there was a mean giant German shepherd in our backyard that I was hugging, but everybody was too afraid to go out and talk to the dog.
Ooh.
So they just kind of waited to the dog.
To see if the dog was going to eat you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they seemed like the dog liked me because it was like licking me and I was hugging it, but every time they came outside, it would viciously bark and growl at them. So the way the story's been told to me over the years is that like there's like 3 or 4 minutes where it's just like, well, we can't go out there. I think he's fine.
I think.
We got to wait for that dog to leave.
But they're still sketchy.
Yeah. That's
correct.
Why
so
watching.
I guess technically that would have been one of the most dangerous things I've had.
You don't
want to
spook the dog.
Right,
you
know, exactly.
Right.
To attack you.
And you think the dog knows, or maybe the dog's like, all right, it's a kid.
Yes.
Just like it. Some level.
Definitely.
Yeah. Kid's cool.
Reason asked whether you knew it or not, what is the most dangerous thing you've had in your hands? A school had to be evacuated, and army bomb disposal experts were called after a kid brought a hand grenade to show and tell assembly. The youngster unexpectedly had a World War II explosive, and he brought it to a school in England. The teacher said that she was unsure if the grenade was live. So she took it from the boy and placed it behind a substantial tree in the school's park while the emergency services were called. Now, Army experts, they later established the grenade was safe, but police praised the quick-thinking staff. It was quite an event, full assembly. It was going fine. There was a boy. He brought an old bullet case in, which I knew about. Then his friend produced a hand grenade out of his pocket. That I was not expecting.
Surprise!
And then we have the story of the Aussie boy, who, Jesus, made the innocent mistake that could have cost him his life. And his parents are now warning not to pick up shells on beaches. Benjamin Tolley, he's 9. He was snorkeling with his father in Western Australia and had been collecting shells in the water when suddenly out crawled a blue-ringed octopus onto their towel. He was carrying it around in his hand for, he reckons, about 20 minutes while we were in the water. Then we get out to show the girls, my wife and my daughter, and the dad says, we put the shells on a towel, went back into the water. My daughter, who's 11, she was sunbathing and looked down and saw the octopus crawling out of the shell toward her. Now, just so you know, the venom of a blue-ringed octopus is known to be 1,000 times more powerful than cyanide.
Jesus.
Capable of killing up to 26 adult humans.
And they are not big.
No, they're tiny.
Now, the species uses extremely powerful venom to kill its prey, including crabs and small fish. A single bite from a blue-ringed octopus is enough to paralyze a human within a minute and can often lead to death. So people are advised to stay clear of these at all costs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, didn't that happen last year or 2 years ago?
Like the kid had it in their hand.
Right, the it was some gal that was out on the beach was just like, look at this cool octopus I found. And everybody
didn't she shoot a video, I believe?
Yes.
Like, look at this, everyone. And all the voices around her like, put it down!
Well, his daughter's 11. She came running down to the dad like she had seen a shark, he said. So we all hopped out and she told us an octopus was coming out of its shell. And then my son, who'd been holding it, started freaking out as well. We stay in Australia as an 11-year-old girl is lucky to be alive after unknowingly playing with one of the deadliest snakes on Earth. The clip of her potentially fatal playdate currently going viral as snake experts warn the public about the perils of handling the reptile. A man was called in to remove it. He is known in the area as...
The snake guy?
Stewie the snake catcher.
Stewie...
He was sent a video by his girl's grandparent, who didn't know what the snake was and wanted the reptile enthusiast just to identify it. So they'd reportedly been on a walk in a suburb in a housing development where they saw the highly venomous species that is responsible, by the way, for the most snake bite fatalities in Australia. Unfortunately...
That's saying something in Australia.
Yeah.
The kid... thought it was a garter snake. So in the accompanying footage, she can be seen with a venomous reptile entwined around her fingers like a pet snake. Here's the garter snake, she explained as the dangerous serpent slithers lazily around her fingers. Now, fortunately, the critter did not bite her during the encounter. They say that's extremely fortunate as these Eastern Browns kill about 58 people a year from their venom.
Damn, it's more than 1 week. She thought it was a garter snake.
Yeah, and there was one story out of India. I had this too. Did you guys see that king cobra that crawled into the school?
No.
15 feet in length. Now, when this thing got up, it was as tall as a 6-foot man.
Jesus. That thing could stand up 6 feet.
6 feet tall. It did not want to leave the school.
It's mine now.
By the way,
I'm here for my education.
The king cobra, which can get up to 20 feet long, also can run at speeds, or reach speeds, of about...
I got legs too, bitch!
About 14 miles an hour.
Damn!
So they run about a 6.5-40.
Okay.
Which is pretty fast. So not only are they dangerous as hell, but they're pretty fast. And they are incredibly deadly. And can be 20 feet long. Could you imagine a snake looking you in the eyes?
And then chasing you.
Jesus Christ.
You're in for it now.
Your guess is as good as my count of the categories today, the greatest guitarist of all times and great barbecue cities. Plus, we've got your emails on the way from the men's room at KISW.com next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.